think today is one of those marches where we're going to a special disappointment in the way government have dealt with budgets in the past. And we hope that today we get a budget that talks to the poor and the poor, and a budget that's worker friendly. A budget that will improve the lives of the people of this country.
Yeah. In terms of the various austerity measures that we've seen, right? Speak to us about what concerns you the most. Which department, which specific cut concerns you the most?
Yeah, the one concern from a labor point of view is the cut of the budget of the CCMA. If one looks at labor today, a worker lose his or her job. Then worker will have to wait between 6 months and a year for a matter to be finalized. And then we're saying they must stop the cuts of the CCMA and improve the budget. We're also saying that they must look into crime, increase the budget, employ more teachers, employ more doctors, employ all these critical staff in this country so that we can have a safer and better communities.
Yeah.
So we are saying to the minister what we've seen over the last couple of years, they're cutting all essential services that the poor need the most. And we say the minister must give us a budget that is poor friendly, that's working class friendly.
Yeah. What are the key demands that you'll be making to the minister in addition to those that you've outlined just now in terms of the cuts to the CCMA? We've been having conversations this morning around the inefficiencies and the issues at the UIF as well. So tell us a bit more about what those demands are to the minister.
Yes, as I said before, the demands that they should improve the budget on the social needs of our people. They're also saying that in terms of infrastructure, that they should increase the budget so that we can have more jobs in our country. And if we can have more jobs, then it means people will be able to look after their families and pay what's due to them. That's what they had to pay. Now, we've been fighting this thing for years now with the finance minister, but it's quite clear that he don't listen to the people in this country. And I hope today you'll see a change of the mindset of government when it comes to the budget of our people. Because you can't scenario where we still have a train system in this province that's still functioning 100%. So we're saying improve the budget of metro rail transit to ensure we can have a system in place. Because currently, the cost of living is so high that workers will pay up to 50% of the salary just to travel to work and back. If we can have a train system, a system that is running optimally, then it means workers will save more money if they make use of the trains. But currently, there's no proper system in place to work to make use of trains. So those are the key issues. You see, crime, transport, health, education. Those are the key departments that need to improve budget. You go to the Department of Labor officers, you go to social health officers, you go to home affairs officers. People have to wait a full day to be out, and then most of the time they don't even be out. They stay there till 3 in the hotel, inform that they must come back the next day because there is efficient staff. So why can't we employ these people so that they get a better service for the people of this country?
Mm. I want to speak about some of the conversations as well that has been had around the possible ways in which the government or the finance minister will look to grow revenue, in for the fiscus, and one of those suggestions that have been made is a possible increase on VAT, a possible increase on personal income tax, etc., and various other measures of adjusting the tax code essentially to allow for extra revenue to be generated by the state. And I'm wondering what UIF Kusatu make of some of these suggestions, although obviously we'll have to wait and see what the minister has to say. But I'm interested to know if you have any insight or any thoughts on it.
Any decision of any increase in the VAT will be devastating for the working class, will be devastating for poorers, for the poorest of the poor. So I mean, hope and pray that the Minister will make that, and the, because that will be a very ill-informed decision to increase the VAT. Secondly, why don't they tax business? Why don't they tax the rich? We don't follow some tax, but we are saying tax the rich, tax business on the very rich parties. You can't increase that and then expect workers will be happy. So that will be the biggest mistake the Minister will make if they're going to increase the VAT in our country.